This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Well, I'm seeing a common mistake over the past year as I work with people, especially people who are doing their first self-storage deal. And the common mistake is how much money are they going to need as a down payment? So what many people will do is call the bank. Bank will say, especially if it's an SBA loan, we'll do a 90% or 85% loan. They underwrite the deal at 95 or 85%. And then are quite surprised when they got to bring more money to the table. Let's talk about that. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses all of the training that I offer, both free, like this, and paid for. You can find classes on there such as how to raise money if you're using other people's money to do your first or your next self-storage deal, effective ways that we have done to raise capital, fundraising for the small self-storage investor. Courses such as that, or you can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Banks will often quote 25 to 35% down. Local banks. SBA lenders will quote 10%, 15% down. But in today's environment, that's not always the case. Why? Well, there's other loan covenants. And one of the loan covenants is overlooked when people are doing their underwriting. I've seen this over and over again, are the debt coverage ratios. So we're going to talk about that today. I've seen this catch many people off guard. As interest rates have gone up, and even with the most recent decline in rates, they're still relatively high compared to where they've been. Debt coverage ratio plays a key role, and it's critical that as a small self-storage investor, you figure this out up front before you go to the bank. Then finding out about it after the bank looks at, does their own underwriting. So let me share with you what I'm talking about. Here's an example. I was recently working with someone who had called a national SBA lender. They quoted, yes, we can do a 90% loan on an existing project. They said, great. So they underwrote it. The numbers look good to them. And they put the property under contract. And then when I looked at it, I told them, you're going to need more than 10% going down on this thing. So let me share with you what I'm talking about. In this particular case, they had put under contract a 33,725 square foot existing self-storage facility for $2.8 million. The net operating income, minus operating expenses before debt and capital improvements, etc., reserve fund, the NOI was $252,281. Good NOI. That person had planned on doing an 85% loan to value on an SBA 504 loan. So I'd worked with that particular bank before, and I looked at their underwriting and I could quickly tell they were going to need more than 15% down on that deal. Let me show you the math on that particular project. That bank had a 1.25% debt coverage ratio. So what that means is that the NOI needs to be 125% more as a minimum threshold than their loan payments. So if you run the math on that $2.8 million deal, when they underwrote it, they were using 8% interest, 25-year amortization. The debt coverage or the loan payments per year were going to be $220,431, below the net operating income. But with that kind of debt service at 1.25, the NOI really needed to be $275,539, not the $252 number that was currently there. Now, we can fudge a little bit on either income or expenses if we're very close, but you're not going to fudge $25,000. First of all, you shouldn't do it. Second of all, the bank is going to do their own underwriting too. So they needed to bring about another $25,000 to the table as down payment to hit their debt coverage ratio on that particular deal. Now, this person chose not to do that. Now, back in the day, in 2019, for example, if that same loan would have probably been about 5.25%, yes, SBA interest rates are higher than bank loans, but their amortization is longer, so the payments are about the same. But on that same SBA loan, it would have probably been 5.25%. on a 25-year amortization, and that would have made the debt service $171,145, well below the 1.25 threshold. That's how interest rates have affected debt coverage ratio and what the requirement for down payments are in today's environment. Even though interest rates are moving in the right direction, the debt coverage ratio still plays a critical piece in determining what your down payment's going to be. When interest rates were 3.9, 4.25, 5.25, the debt coverage ratio had a lot less of an impact on self-storage than it does today. Don't overlook that in your underwriting. It's better to know going in when you're talking to the bank how much money you're going to need rather than finding it out later on. This doesn't have to be a deal stopper. There's ways to deal with this, especially if you're using SBA, for example. Very often you can have the owner carry a soft second for a smaller amount to cover that gap on the debt coverage ratio. I've even addressed this issue by getting hard money loans where debt coverage ratio is really not part of the equation, doing a value add play or putting my management in place, and then a year or two later paying that hard money loan off and getting a regular financing on it. Now, the reason I'm doing this episode is because I've seen this mistake or this oversight made quite often by a number of people who get into a deal and then become shocked at how much more money they've got to bring to the table. Know that going in so you can address it, have a plan for it when you deal with the seller and when you deal with the bank. Run your debt coverage ratios. Don't forget to do that. When interest rates finally dip below 6%, get into mid-fives, low-fives, it'll become much less of an issue. But until then, have a plan for it. But whatever you do, have a plan. Self-storage business is very fulfilling and very exciting, and I love it. And we're doing less deals, but we're doing deals today. So go out there. Good hunting. Don't forget about the debt coverage ratio as you're analyzing your first or your next self-storage facility. I'll talk to you later, and I look forward to being with you next week. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. And in the Storage World Analyzer, we're going to soon be coming out with an improved version of it with a number of additional features we're adding to it. Those of you who have it, you'll just open it one day and the features will be there. You will get an email on it. But one of the calculations we're going to have on there is debt coverage ratio. And we use the Storage World Analyzer every day as we're analyzing deals and looking at opportunities, and it creates great reports when you go to the bank. So if you're not using it, explore using it, and I look forward to being with you next week.